Good afternoon, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, May 25th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. And the headlines, Public Procurement Act on course to be repealed and replaced. Linton wants public officers to be careful the extent to which they get involved in propaganda campaigns of political parties. Bahamas Prime Minister denies promising 500 citizenships to Chinese investors. And European migrant crisis capsized boat horror caught on camera. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Courts Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you near Problem Technic and in many machines of Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
We got a...
The Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act No. 11 of 2012 is on course to be repealed and replaced. Chief Procurement Officer within the Central Procurement Unit in the Ministry of Finance, Oscar Siman, confirmed that information in a panel discussion about the status of the country's Procurement Act on the Government Information Service recently. He says this decision follows a review of the Act by public procurement consultant Patrice F. Pratt in 2015. Siman says the plan is for the new Act to be in effect before the end of 2016.
We got a consultant to do the review, and based on her findings, she find a difficulty in advising the government of Dominica to move ahead with the legislation in its present form. It would cause the government to go into litigation, and this is one of the things that we didn't want to do. Based on experiences within the Caribbean, especially within the OECS, some member states within the OECS had experienced, the consultant felt that she would not give us the advice to go ahead with this. As a result of this, she gave us a way forward, as I mentioned in an inception report. The way forward was to do a new draft legislation, to do a new draft regulation, to do a new procedures manual, and associated standard meeting documents. As we speak right now, the final draft bill, procurement bill, is presently being reviewed by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel of the Attorney General's office, and also the regulations is also being reviewed, because what we do not want to do is we do not want to lose the substance, the procurement substance of the bill. We want to maintain the procurement substance while tweaking the bill to suit our drafting style.
Siman says this new act will address the weaknesses and inconsistencies of the current act. He says it will seek to build capacity for local suppliers.
One of the things is, going back to the present legislation, we saw the weaknesses and the shortfalls and the inconsistencies that are in the law. And one of the things that we have done is to address them and to make it a little better, because if we have to follow this to the letter, a lot of our local suppliers will be shut up. What we want to do is we want to create an environment where they can build capacity, they can build, you know, themselves in terms of experience, capacity, you know, so that moving forward they are able to bid on projects, not only in Dominica, because we must not look at this thing as only for, when you build yourself, it's only for Dominica. It's not only for Dominica. It is also for the wider Caribbean.
According to a release, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt first disclosed plans to have the Procurement Act repealed and replaced at a chew-on-it luncheon hosted by the DAIC in June 2015. At the time, Mr. Skerry told the meeting, in reference to a consultant, she sent us an emergency memo saying that we should convene an emergency sitting of Parliament to have this act repealed because there are certain provisions in the act that could cause injury to the state, end of quote. The Central Procurement Unit has been holding consultations with the public sector on the proposals for the new act that is expected to replace the 2012 Procurement and Contract Administration Act, and intends to hold similar consultations with the private sector shortly. Opposition leader Lennox Linton is warning public officers to be careful about the extent to which they involve themselves in the propaganda campaigns of the DLP government. Linton made these remarks following news of the government's intention to repeal and replace the Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act No. 11 of 2012. The Prime Minister announced in June 2015 that the public procurement consultant had advised that emergency attention be given to repealing this act. However, Linton says since then, attention has been given to other pieces of legislation. He says this announcement now is simply an attempt to get the Prime Minister out of the hot water that he has found himself in.
I only want to say the public officers, be careful about the extent to which you involve yourself in the propaganda campaigns of political parties, because that is what this is. It is nothing more, it is nothing less. This consultant's work is 2015. In 2015, we had emergency attention paid to pieces of legislation, for example, the Banking Act and the Integrity in Public Office Act. They came to Parliament in record time, with limited notice for debate and for passage. And you had this important piece of legislation sitting on the books, operational since January of 2015. Mr. Skerritt choosing to engage only the emergency provisions so he can hand contracts, award contracts without bidding, without tender to his friends. And now when he's in hot water, all of a sudden, a public officer decides to come into the mix to try to confuse the people and say, oh, well, we're going to repeal and replace the act. In other words, Mr. Skerritt is right to disobey the law. He's right to flout the law because that particular law is about to be repealed and replaced. And I don't think you get more dangerously disingenuous than that. And I want to warn public officers, Matt, stop involving yourselves in the propaganda campaigns of the ruling party.
This news comes at a time when the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector is threatening legal action against the Dominica government for what they say is the illegal award of the Westbridge project contract to Barbadian company NSG Management and Technical Services Limited. The committee says the award of this contract is in direct violation of the Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act. The Prime Minister was given a 4 o'clock deadline today to respond to a pre-action protocol letter addressed to him concerning the contract for the Roseau Westbridge project. A member of the government legal team has since responded to the fraternity's letter, requesting more time to formally respond. Maho MP Raben Blackmore is calling for new approaches towards fighting the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Blackmore says it is time that Dominicans stop kidding themselves about it as it relates to the measures that are currently in place to eliminate breeding grounds for the Zika-causing mosquito. To date, Dominica has recorded 28 cases of the Zika virus, 2 cases being pregnant women. The minister says while officials are going about fogging, it is not being done effectively. Blackmore says someone has to lead the way in the country's fight against eliminating the Aedes aegypti mosquito.
I know it's a collective endeavor, but somebody has to lead the way. And the persons who are charged with the responsibility have to demonstrate that level of diligence. And I can recall growing up, most of us there, that the people, the health inspectors, they'll come into your home, check a vase, do this kind of things, you know? Check a pig pen, do this kind of things. And we have to try to bring back those days in terms of work ethics. If we don't do that, then we're going to lose the fight. But the issue of fogging, most of the guys fog the main road. Let's be real. But most of the guys don't register on the road. So you have to go into the localities. You get my point. And what I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to indict anyone, but they have the inspectors of have to go back to the basics. And what we don't want to happen is to get to a point where there's a real national issue where they have to call in the police to go to the police, etc. But I was also saying that you have to get the staff, I mean, with intention, to go back to the basics. Let's not kid ourselves about it. We need to get the guys back into the districts, women alike, and do what they ought to be doing.
Developer of the new Jungle Bay Resort and Spa, Sam Raphael, says they will be conducting a training program ahead of construction of the new resort. Raphael says this training is geared at developing the skills of young persons in the community who will be potential employees of the resort. He says this training could begin in the next 3 months.
I don't know how many trained people we have in the community, but we need to work on developing the skills of the young people.
That's right.
So before we commence construction, maybe in about 3 months or so, we want to run a training program specific for young people and not so young people to train them so that they can be qualified for these jobs. So when you hear the trumpet sound, folks, please, we will be getting your applications and resumes, and we will be seeking to train people so that when we begin work, that you can be employable. We had a situation in Dailies, we learned after the fact, and we had to do a lot of training after we started, but we'd like to get a jump start and do some training beforehand.
The government says it is putting additional measures in place to ensure that they safeguard the Citizenship by Investment program. Prime Minister Skerrit, who made the announcement recently, said these measures will include training for staff of the unit and agents of the program in anti-money laundering. He made those remarks while defending the government's CBI program, which has come under much pressure in recent time. Mr. Skerrit has described the program as one which is legitimate and transparent.
But I want to say to you very clearly, without any shred of reservation, that we are running in Dominica a legitimate, above-the-board, transparent economic citizenship program in our country. And I want us to understand this very clearly. And very recently, as the Minister of Finance, who is responsible for the program, we are putting additional measures in place. So, for example, all of the staff in the unit must now go through anti-money laundering training. And agents will have to very soon be certified in anti-money laundering training so that we ensure at every level we increase our opportunity to safeguard this program and to ensure everybody who is part of the process understands the importance of it.
In more news, Prime Minister Perry Christie has dismissed as an absolute lie the claim that his government has agreed to sell or grant 500 Bahamian citizenships to Chinese investors connected with the US $3.5 billion Bahama project. Bahamian citizenship is not for sale at any time, at any price, to anybody. This is a non-negotiable position of my government. Moreover, it is for me personally a matter upon which no compromise is possible, he insisted. Christie sought to make that clear following media reports that Chinese investors had requested significant concessions and benefits from the government as incentive to remobilize the stalled Bahama project. The Prime Minister also stressed that the granting of Bahamian citizenship is subject to strict eligibility requirements and qualifications under the Bahamas Nationality Act. And the deadly capsizing of a migrant boat in the Mediterranean has been caught on camera by the Italian Navy as it rescued 562 people. The trawler overturned apparently as a result of people on board rushing to one side after spotting a rescue ship, and five were found dead. People clung desperately to the deck or dropped into the sea. Italy's Bettica patrol boat threw life rafts and jackets while another Italian ship sent rescue boats. The same patrol boat rescued a further 108 migrants in another incident later on Wednesday. Nearly 6,000 migrants trying to reach Europe illegally have been rescued from flimsy craft in the Mediterranean in recent days. Aid agencies say the sea crossing between Libya and Italy is the main route for migrants since an EU deal with Turkey curbed the number sailing across the Aegean to Greece. Meanwhile, an unprecedented operation by the Italian Navy is underway off the coast of Libya to recover the wreck of a migrant boat that sank in April last year. Up to 700 migrants died, the largest single loss of life in the Mediterranean in decades. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Public Procurement Act on course to be repealed and replaced. Linton wants public officers to be careful the extent to which they get involved in propaganda campaigns of political parties. Bahamas Prime Minister denies promising 500 citizenships to Chinese investors. And European migrant crisis capsized boat horror caught on camera. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.